It's the latest community dealing with a mass shooting. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, Highland Park, Illinois, outside Chicago.
It definitely hits a lot harder when, you know, it's not only your hometown, but it's also, like, right in front of you.
He was there in the crowd being targeted by a gunman who killed six people, injured at least 30.
Police say that he opened fire from the roof of a downtown business with what they described as a high-powered rifle just after 10 o'clock yesterday morning at Highland Park's 4th of July parade. Families, including children and parents, scrambled, ran for their lives as gunshots rang out.
Fox's Grady Trimble outside the police station where the suspected gunman's being held after being caught hours later about 5 miles away. Robert Cremo III is 21, was an aspiring rapper with videos online named as a person of interest so far.
They haven't talked about what specifically was his motive, why he chose the 4th of July parade to attack, why he chose the community he grew up in.
President Biden called it more senseless gun violence, saying at a Washington 4th of July event,
"We got a lot more work to do. We got to get this under control."
There was also a 4th of July shooting in Philadelphia that injured two police officers. One shot in the shoulder. The other was lucky. The bullet only grazed his forehead. Both released from hospital as they still search for the gunman. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney says,
"We live in America and we have the Second Amendment. And we have the Supreme Court of the United States telling everybody they can carry a gun wherever they want. It's like Dodge City. I mean, so, like, we have to come to grips with what this country is about right now."
NATO's taking another step trying to expand in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
"This is truly an historic moment for Finland, for Sweden, and for NATO."
Leader Jens Stoltenberg, as NATO sends their membership bids to the 30 countries that make up the military alliance to individually approve. All 30 have to agree for Finland and Sweden to join. There is concern Turkey may not. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
People across America watched fireworks last night, but not in Akron, Ohio. The show was canceled there and a curfew imposed amid weekend protests. And the anger over the police shooting that left Jaylen Walker, a black man, dead a week ago as he fled a traffic stop. And police in Akron released body cam footage showing Walker was shot about 60 times. He was not armed as he ran, but a gun was found in the car. 8 officers are on leave as the Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigations works the case. A victory in court for 3 drug makers accused of playing a role in the opioid crisis of drug overdoses and deaths. They had been sued by Cabell County in West Virginia and the city of Huntington.
A federal judge issued a ruling in favor of AmerisourceBergen Drug Company, Cardinal Health, and McKesson Corporation. The companies accused of sending a tsunami of prescription pills into the community with disregard for public health. The companies blamed an increase in prescriptions written by doctors. The judge said he understood the opioid crisis had taken a considerable toll, but said cases like these must be decided not based on sympathy, but on the facts and the law. Jill Nato, Fox News.
American basketball star Brittany Griner, jailed in Russia, is asking President Biden for help.
Griner sent a letter to the president asking him not to forget about her. The Phoenix Mercury Center is on trial in Russia on drug-related charges. The trial resumes Thursday. Griner faces 10 years in prison. She told the president in her letter she is terrified she might be in Russia forever. Griner noted her father is a Vietnam War veteran, and she added freedom means something completely different to her this year. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are falling, coming off another losing week. The Dow was down 1% last week. The Nasdaq lost 4%. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and 4-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.